Welcome to the Artificial Intelligence Podcast with your host, Dr. Tony Huang. I talk anything and everything that has to do with AI, ML, and data science.
For most of modern history, soccer coaches had little more than pen, paper, and video to help them analyze plays. During the 1990s, Manchester United became one of the pioneering teams to adopt analytics in their decision-making. And by 2010, analytics was becoming widely adopted by teams in leading international leagues. In recent years, soccer experienced rapid technological advances, with platforms able to capture and analyze data from training, match play, Internet of Things devices or IoT, and wearables. So now coaches rely heavily on these metrics to guide their decision-making and help their teams excel. So let's take a look at how infusing analytics has enhanced soccer play. Football teams rely on heavy amounts of data drawn from countless sources to take their play to the next level. IoT sensors and GPS devices track soccer players and ball movements in real time. Additionally, optical tracking can even pinpoint the positions of players on the pitch of 25 times a second in relation to the ball and the opposition and their teammates. So in training, wearable devices measures the player's workload, movement, and fatigue levels to manage their fitness and positioning and optimize performance during plays. So the data collected by these devices are also used to design personalized training plans. So during the matches, coaches can see in real time how each player is performing to help guide strategic substitutions. So this is infused analytics at work, where wearable devices deliver data and insights directly to the soccer coaches, enabling them to make decisions and transform team performances without technical data expertise. Now, modern data storage on the cloud gives teams the ability to collect and mash up vast amounts of data from these devices. Big data analytics and AI enable the simultaneous processing and analysis of data from many sources to measure and even predict performance. So these developments have added a new dimension to data analytics and to soccer. Now, the same trend has happened in business, right? So technology offers leading companies more ways to generate data than ever before. As top companies begin to benefit from the analytics they have had adopted, you know, increasing numbers of other organizations are following their leads. So analytics has proven to be a winning formula on and off the pitch. So let's take a look at how teams benefit from analytics. The most valuable intelligence for soccer coaches shows what happens in real time. So this means coaches can use this data to change the shape of their teams and behavior to increase their likelihood of winning. So these types of insights are mainly gathered from playing logs, video, and GPS tracking, and also some other related data. Interestingly, heat map data visualization has shown that teams which kept possession of the ball and maintaining high intensity are more likely to score goals and win games, which I find very fascinating. Team data can also be analyzed as a network in which nodes represent players and the lines between the nodes represent interactions, such as like passes between teammates. Coaches can identify different types of interactions and encode different types of events. So this data allows them to identify, change, and test the effectiveness of typical passages of play. So this can be seen in this one study of passing networks in soccer, which was analyzed by the Barcelona versus Real Madrid match in 2018. So another recent analysis confirmed the leading teams in Europe's top five leagues achieved their success with more passes per play, particularly in the Premier League and Serie A. So by analyzing data, these soccer teams can identify the winning ways to play, and using the same techniques for their team analysis, they can determine which teams do it best and how. So now let's take a look at the concept of real-time data and predictive analytics in soccer. So predictive analytics can takes analysis into the future and can be used to help soccer coaches understand the consequences of altered team formations and other changes. So soccer coaches can tailor training, strategy, and individual goals according to data about their next opponent. So business managers can use data in the same way to tailor their approaches to different customers, staffing levels, inventory, and a lot more. A metric that teams have discovered has predictive power is expected goals, or XG, which measures the quality of players' shots in attacking plays and the probability the shots will result in goals. So this XG uses algorithms that account for factors such as distance from goal, angles, and different other factors. So soccer coaches can use this metric to try to predict the best positioning of players and patterns of play to optimize scoring opportunities. In this case, analytics provides insights into the most effective strategies to apply in different situations. With that in mind, data can be put to use to help recruit the right team members for future success or fast-track others. Soccer teams use a wealth of data about player strength and weaknesses to gain a deeper insight into individual performances to help them and the club succeed. So what's required to harness the power of all this data is an analytics platform that can handle huge and growing sets of data points from a magnitude of live and cache sources, and then visualize it in all the ways that can provide a fast, comprehensive, and actionable insights. Now, the takeaway of this is that data makes winners. So Alex in football is opening incredible opportunities, especially in IoT and wearables. And so sophisticated platforms are becoming more normalized across sporting tournaments, clubs, and associations. So soccer teams' infusion of analytics into team management, training, performance analytics, and recruitment has become an essential part of their success. And as more soccer clubs look to data for insights into how they can build winning teams, the future is exciting for both soccer players and fans. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can contact me at tonypohang.com for more information on AI, ML, and data science.